to the depot, and as I walked along, I could hear a hobo singing a little song. I stopped to listen for a while, and before I moved ahead, I heard his little story, and I'll tell you what he said. Standing on a platform, smoking a cheap cigar, I was waiting for a freight train gonna catch me an empty car. My pocketbook was empty and my heart was full of pain. 1,000 miles away from home, waiting for a train. I pulled my cap down over my eyes and I walked off down the street. At a back door, I says, "Kind miss, would you give me a bite to eat?" She smiled at me so gently, then with a little grin, she said, "Sir, if I feed you now, you'll only bum again." Miss, I'm hungry, don't talk to me so rough. You'd think I was a hobo just because I look so tough. She fed me in her kitchen then on bread and meat so fine. She put me in the notion, boys, a bumming all the time. She put her arms around me then said, "I love you as a friend. I hope you'll soon be home, sir, that your bad luck will end." I didn't know just what to say, she treated me so kind. So I just turned and walked away with rambling on my mind. All right, sir. Danville, got stuck on a Danville girl. I'll tell you more, she's out of sight. She wore that Danville curl, her hair up on the back of her head like high-toned ladies do. She told me that she loved me so, and I know that it was true. For a little while I stayed around, I thought I'd settle down, till one day the highball of a freight made me leave that town. I didn't even say goodbye, just walked off down the track. I jumped aboard an eastbound freight and I never did look back. Standing on this platform, smoking a cheap cigar, waiting for a freight train gonna catch me an empty car. My pocketbook is empty and my heart is full of pain. I'm 1,000 miles away from home,